Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Every child develops at his or her own pace. Problems with a child's height or weight are usually easy to recognize for parents, but problems with speech or language may not be so easily detected. Nearly 1 in 12 children in the United States between the ages of 3 and 17 have a disorder related to speech or language, according to the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communications Disorders. Research has shown that the first 3 years of life, that's when the brain is developing and maturing, is the most intensive period for acquiring speech and language skills. These skills develop best in a world that is rich with sounds and sights and consistent exposure to the speech and the language of others. There appear to be critical periods for speech and language development in infants and young children when the brain is best able to absorb language. If these critical periods are allowed to pass without exposure to language, it would be much more difficult to learn them later. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.